Thrown on across, it's taken across. Oh, what a shot!
Even if it's not a triple overtime thriller like Game 1, there promises to be a lot of activity at the TD Garden tonight when the Bruins and the Blackhawks lace up the skates for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. And I'm not talking about Milan Lucic wrist shots or kick saves by Tuukka Rask. I'm talking about cash changing hands at the concession stand, smartphones being scanned at the gate, plastic being swiped in the souvenir shop. I'm talking about economic activity. Everyone, from mayors to sports brass, say that big-time sporting events are good for a city's economy. But we were curious. Just how good are we talking here? How much new spending does a typical home Stanley Cup playoff game generate?
Maybe in the $2 to $3 million range.
A little over $5 million.
I guess it depends on who you ask. Victor Matheson teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester. His is the more conservative estimate, $2 to $3 million. His specialty is the economics of sport, and he says that most of the time, estimates about the economic impact of sporting events like the Stanley Cup Finals are overestimates.
There are positive, but really quite small impacts from postseason appearances.
One reason, he argues, is that much of the money that fans are spending on tickets, hot dogs, foam fingers, would have been spent anyway, just on something else.
Economists, when we look at this, say that, you know, it's cities without hockey franchises, people figure out something else to do with their time and their money.
Plus, all of those people who will descend on downtown Boston tonight, spending money in the bars along Canal Street and the restaurants in the North End, they come at the expense of people who would have been out and about if there wasn't a game tonight.
It's a little bit like Yogi Berra, who said, you know, no one goes there anymore, it's too crowded. But there is a grain of truth in that. Yeah, you do get a bunch of people there, but you also might crowd out regular activity that occurs.
Then there's the nature of the event itself. Matheson says that the sporting events that really generate new spending are ones that bring in a lot of participants and spectators from out of town. Think the Olympics or even the Boston Marathon. See, that's not the case here. The Cup Finals are big games, but they're home games. And there's only three of them at the most.
You actually don't generate that much in terms of visitors to the city, right? Because you have basically Boston Bruins fans going to the home games in the Stanley Cup, and then, of course, Blackhawks fans going to the games out in Chicago.
That's where Pat Moscuratolo disagrees. He's president and CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the man behind that larger estimate that each Cup home game will generate $5 million of new spending. He argues that Boston sports teams are unique because their core fan base isn't just in the city of Boston or even the state of Massachusetts. They're all over New England, and they travel.
Someone has to come from 50 miles or more and or stay over in a hotel in order for that to be really net new spending impact. And of the 17,500 fans that will be in Boston Garden in our first home game, that roughly about 30% of those fans are coming from 50 miles or more.
So what exactly is this new money, however much it is, getting spent on? Whose bottom line gets a boost here? Both Matheson and Moscuratolo agree that the Bruins come out as the big winner. Extra games mean additional gate revenue, and they get a cut of all of the Bruins merchandise that gets sold. And then, of course,
if you're a sports bar in the region, whether you're right in the area of the arena itself or just spread around the region, obviously having one of your local teams in the playoffs generates additional activity.
And there are others, too.
Restaurants, hotels, cabs, shuttle companies, parking garages. The MBTA generates new revenue. Retail also benefits as well. And, of course, all of the employees at these different businesses.
Oh, and then there's somebody that Moscuratolo says everybody forgets. The tax man. Additional spending means additional dollars for the city and the state in the form of the sales tax, meals tax, and hotel tax.
And on top of that, believe it or not, they collect income tax from the players on the Chicago team. So those Blackhawks are basically going to be paying a relatively small percentage of their big salaries to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as income tax, because they earn that money over those three games if it goes six games here in Boston.
Now, don't forget, there are costs to the taxpayer here, too, from increased police presence around the Garden to cleanup should the Bruins actually win the Cup and thousands of revelers take to the streets. But Matheson says that by far the biggest cost of a sporting event is the venue itself. And here in Boston, it's one that the taxpayers don't incur.
Among any city in the country, Boston has had the least amount of public expenditure on playing facilities. So we have a privately owned and built TD Garden, privately owned and built Fenway Park, and a privately owned and built Gillette Stadium. And that's to the credit of both the owners in the area as well as the city for not bending over to pressure to use a bunch of taxpayer money for subsidizing sports.
In the end, whether each home game of these Stanley Cup Finals generates $2 or $5 million in additional spending, it's really barely even a drop in the bucket. Economists say that the metro area sees $1 billion in economic activity every single day. But Matheson says that in study after study, he does see at least one measurable reason to be bullish about the Bruins' appearance in the finals.
The one definite thing that we can see from mega events like this is that cities are happier after they host big events and win big events. So there is every reason to believe that the Bruins' deep run into the Stanley Cup is going to make Bostonians happy, but we don't have a lot of evidence that it's going to make Bostonians rich.
Though I'm willing to bet there'll be quite a few people feeling like $1 million if this whole thing ends with Lord Stanley's Cup once again parading down Boylston Street. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Cam Neely and Bobby Orr, you know it's Bruin hockey. Allison and Eddie Shore, you know it's Bruin hockey. Joe Thornton and Raymond Bork, you know it's Bruin hockey. Please remove the parquet floor, bring on the Bruin hockey to bleed black and gold. Bruin hockey new and old. Bleed black and gold. Let's go, enough. He shoots, he scores, you know it's Bruin hockey. We'll fight the fights, we'll win the war, you know it's Bruin hockey. To bleed black and gold. Bruin hockey new and old. To bleed black and gold. To bleed black and gold.